Humboldt Wattle, although everyone simply called him Bolt, sat on the frozen ground in a dimly lit cave high up in a mountain on the island of Amnesia. Despite the cold, he wore just a simple white t-shirt and a pair of ratty gray sweatpants. Strapped across his shoulders was a unicorn and rainbow backpack that held two more white t-shirts and two more pairs of ratty gray sweatpants. It also held some dead fish, in case Bolt got hungry. A small campfire crackled. On the other side of the flames sat a bald man in a tunic and cheap plastic glasses. Black spirals were painted on the lenses, which made the man look strangely mysterious, or maybe mysteriously strange. This was the great seer, Omniscius. Closing his eyes, Bolt thought back to a week earlier when he had sat in this exact same cave. Then the seer had told Bolt how to defeat the Earl, the ruler of the city of Sven, and a werepenguin. Bolt had to scale a mountain to get an egg so he could defeat the Earl, who was then eaten by his newborn son. You sort of had to be there. Omniscius raised his arms, his powerful voice echoing through the bowels of the cave.
"Welcome, Bolt. You are back. Just like I foretold, for I see all."
He waved his fingers above his head as if casting a spell.
"I see a band of bunnies about to eat dinner. I see a girl eagerly picking wax from her ears. I see a little silhouette of a man."
Bolt nodded. The seer did see all, but a lot of what he saw tended to be somewhat random. "I'm here to—" The seer held up his finger to quiet Bolt.
"Oh, I know why you are here. I can see it as plainly as I see the nose on your face. There."
He pointed 4 feet to Bolt's left.
"My nose and I are over here," said Bolt, waving.
The seer blinked a few times.
"Right. Sorry. I can barely see anything while wearing my strangely mysterious X-ray glasses. Or maybe they're mysteriously strange."
He removed his glasses and blinked a few times.
"Ah, better," he cackled.
"Can you please not cackle? It sounds evil and spooky, and there's nothing particularly funny," Bolt said.
Fortune tellers and seers cackled all the time, which was annoying and a little scary. Omniscius cackled one more time anyway.
"I know why you are here. Yes, you are here for—"
The man jumped up and held out his hand.
"You are here for salmon-flavored corn chips."
He held up a bag of corn chips.
"Actually, I'm here for a totally different reason. But, well, I guess I'm sort of hungry."
Bolt stood up and reached across the fire to grab a handful of fish-flavored snacks. They were delicious.
"You are also here to learn how to find and defeat the stranger, aren't you? He is the mightiest of your kind, the father of all were-penguins in the world."
As the seer spoke, Bolt switched from chewing chips to chewing his lips with fright.
"You shouldn't bite your lips," said the seer. "It's a bad habit."
"Sorry," said Bolt, picking his nose.
"Tell me, Bolt, are you up to the task of stopping the stranger?"
Every penguin in the world had a slim coating of evilness inside them, implanted by the stranger. That coating made them cruel and vicious. But if Bolt could stop the stranger, he would free the penguins from that hate. The world's penguins would once again be happy, kind creatures.
"I'm ready. At least I think I am."
"You think?"
the seer demanded.
"You must know. Do not doubt, or you will no doubt lose."
Bolt gulped.
"The stranger does not doubt. He lives in the South Pole, under a great magical moon, where he is invincible and immortal. Unless...
Unless what?
Bolt was glad to hear that there was an unless.
I will sing you a chant.